This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Uvalde funerals.
My heart's broken. Our community's heart's broken.
DC discussion.
They'll talk about a, quote, basic framework on gun legislation.
Minnesota storms.
The devastation is just incredible.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Funerals begin today for the 19 children and two teachers shot and killed last week at their school in Uvalde, Texas. CBS's Lilia Luciano has more on a city that's dealing with heartbreaking loss.
For the family of Eva Mireles, the nightmare continues. Her sister Maggie now facing the most overwhelming of tasks, picking out the last dress she'll ever wear.
That was the hardest thing that I've ever had to do in my life.
Family members briefed by police say Eva and her co-teacher, Irma Garcia, both died shielding their children.
I'm sure they didn't even think about what they were doing twice. They just did it.
The dog lover, mother, and wife to a police officer was finishing her 17th year of teaching. She loved doing CrossFit, hiking, and bonding with her loved ones in nature.
I just knew that my sister was going to be okay. I never in my dreams thought that my sister was not going to make it.
Maggie is now fighting for gun control. She told us she met Texas Governor Greg Abbott and urged him to tighten regulations.
There's no reason why this type of weapon should be among us.
The Uvalde Police Chief Pete Arredondo, who's at the center of the investigation into the police response to the shooting, will not be sworn in today as scheduled to a seat on the city council. The mayor says the focus this week will be on the families of the victims. Now to Washington, where CBS's Scott McFarland tells us bipartisan talks on possible gun reforms take place today.
Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says it'll be a virtual Zoom meeting between a bipartisan group of senators and that they'll talk about a, quote, basic framework on gun legislation. Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy will be part of the call as well. Murphy has talked about tightening background check loopholes and red flag laws, which give judges the ability to order guns seized from people deemed dangerous.
Canada's Prime Minister Trudeau has proposed a freeze on importing, buying, or selling handguns in that country. They're cleaning up from storm damage in central Minnesota. Thousands don't have power. At least two suspected tornadoes reported. One tore through the small city of Foreta, where 160 people live, and the fire chief says,
I would say 75 to 100 structures. I would say it was on the ground for maybe 2 miles, maybe half a mile wide. A lot of residents and farms.
There's also storm damage reported in the Sioux Falls, South Dakota area. The Weather Channel's Jim Cantore on the forecast today.
30 million people in the line of fire from Detroit back through Chicago, St. Louis, Kansas City, and all the way back west through Oklahoma City and Amarillo. All hazards again today, very much in play.
Hurricane Agatha is the most powerful in the month of May in the eastern Pacific. It made landfall in southern Mexico with top sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. It's now been downgraded to a tropical storm. European countries are adding new economic sanctions against Russia over the invasion of Ukraine. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in London.
After months of wrangling, finally a breakthrough overnight. The European Union aims to block more than two-thirds of Russian oil imports. The council chief said the deal cuts off a huge source of financing for Russia's war machine, and it is huge. The EU currently pays Russia roughly $430 billion a year for imports.
And fallout from the invasion has led to surging energy costs in Europe. There's word inflation in the 19 countries that use the euro currency hit a record 8.1% this month. Energy prices there up more than 39%. And this morning, CBS's Chris Livesay reports on Russia's disinformation war in Ukraine, namely a bioresearch lab falsely accused of making biological weapons, and a doctor, Yulana Suprin, and her husband, who live in Kyiv.
A doctor born in Detroit to Ukrainian parents, Yulana was once Ukraine's health minister, credited with modernizing the former Soviet republic's laboratories to prevent a deadly outbreak. According to Russian disinformation, she hatched an evil plot to cause one instead.
That I was a CIA agent that came here specifically to design biolabs to create biological weapons and to experiment on Ukrainians.
CBS News was granted exclusive access to one lab in his crosshairs, built to detect and diagnose some of the world's most infectious diseases.
Cholera, anthrax, everything.
Okay. Not to make weapons, says Chief of Research Natalia Videko, but to test for diseases in patients. And all of them, she says, were destroyed in labs across the country once Russia invaded, precisely to prevent a possible outbreak.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A fire at a chemical company in Omaha, Nebraska forced people who live nearby to leave.
Aren't sure what's in that smoke or what the chemicals were. It was just holding under the clouds, so yeah, we're trying to get out here.
No injuries reported. Firefighters had to pull back because of the danger. Power is out in that part of the city, too. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro says he's been subpoenaed to testify before the House panel investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Navarro says he'll look to block the subpoena, and he plans to sue the committee. In Fairfax, Virginia, a 7-person jury resumes deliberations today in Johnny Depp's libel trial against ex-wife Amber Heard. The jury got the case last Friday and deliberated for 2 hours before stopping for the long weekend. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky tells CBS News officials are looking into COVID cases where symptoms reemerge after the patient takes a round of antiviral medication.
If you take Paxlovid, you might get symptoms again. We haven't yet seen anybody who has returned with symptoms needing to go to the hospital, so generally a milder course.
Shanghai plans to take steps tomorrow to begin reopening after a 2-month COVID-19 lockdown. The FDA is investigating a hepatitis A outbreak. CBS's Matt Piper says it could be linked to organic strawberries.
There have been more than a dozen cases in California, Minnesota, and North Dakota, with at least a dozen people hospitalized. The packages of Fresh Campo and HEB brand strawberries were sold in March and April at Walmart, Trader Joe's, and other stores.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
The Atlantic hurricane season begins tomorrow.
A lot of people are moving here to Florida and all over the South. Most have probably never been through a hurricane.
People need to know what their risk is.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says it's a matter of doing your homework.
If you're moving to a coastal area, know how often you potentially could get impacted. Know if you're in the storm surge area, what your evacuation routes might be if you have to evacuate.
Even after a busy 2021, Criswell says she's not worried about manpower or resources, but rather, whether or not people are prepared for potential disaster. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
As of Sunday night, more than $5.5 million have been raised on GoFundMe for the families of the 21 people killed in the Uvalde school shooting. $2.5 million for the family of Joe and Irma Garcia. Irma was one of the teachers killed. Joe, her husband, died 2 days later of a heart attack. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.